Dear family, turn with me please in your Bibles to Malachi chapter 3. We'll be reading verses 6 through 12. Malachi is a very short book, and the very last book in the Old Testament. Now, a bit later, we'll be reading from the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, but for now, let's look up Malachi 3, verses 6 through 12. Now today I'll be speaking on a topic of which we talk about generally once a year, around this time of year. And the two passages that we'll be dealing with, well, that's a topic that folks tend to shy away from. It's a topic that deals with our pocketbooks, if you will, and our giving to the Lord and to the Lord's work. From Malachi 3, we will hear God's command, to the Israelites at least. And later from 2 Corinthians 9, we'll hear God's heart. From the Old Testament, the letter of the law, and from the New Testament, the spirit of the law. Both put together give us godly guidelines for gracious giving. So read with me, dear church, if you would. Malachi chapter 3, again, we'll begin at verse 6. I, the Lord, do not change. So you, O descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings. You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. And friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Father God, enable me, I pray, to preach this morning as one with tender authority. And give us each ears and hearts to hear what your Holy Spirit would say to us on this day, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, God's holy, infallible, and living word, the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, it is full of words of life, words of hope. They give us strength and they help us cope. In this world, where'er we roam, these ancient words will guide us home. Holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Amen. God spoke through the Old Testament prophet Malachi with some very powerful words. Word for Malachi's day, for Jesus' day, and for our day. In Malachi 3, verse 6, God said, and he still says, I, the Lord, do not change. Or in the King James Version, I like it a little bit better here. I am the Lord, and I change not. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so what he says in this book is still for us today. Then God went on to say that the people of Israel were robbing him. How? Well, in their giving. or should we say, in their lack of giving to the Lord. By holding back on tithes and offerings. Friends, God calls his children to give as an act of spiritual worship. He calls us to give. Not that God needs it, for he owns everything. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. But he calls us to give because we need to. We need to give for our own spiritual well-being. And because God wants to bless us and bless others through our giving. In his word, he gives us godly guidelines for gracious giving. Throughout the Old Testament, God calls us to proportional giving. That is, the more we have received from him, well, the more we're to give back to him. We are to give the Lord a proportion of what he's given to us. And the model he has set forth in his word is the tithe. And what's a tithe? Well, tithe means a tenth or 10%. Yet a biblical model for giving is to give the Lord one-tenth of what he's given to us. And friends, everything we have is a gift from the Lord. He gives us the air we breathe, the water we drink. He gives us the ability to work so that our paychecks and eventually pensions or 401ks and Social Security is likewise a gift from the Lord. The Bible tells us in James chapter 1, verse 17, that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Another way to look at this is everything we have belongs to God. Everything. He gives us blessing after blessing. Yet all he asks is that we return a tenth to him. He says to us, you keep the 90% of what's already mine. Just return a tenth and see how I will bless you and bless others through your gift. Now, someone might ask, well, just what does a tithe look like? Well, a tithe looks something like this. And now, of course, I'm preaching to you guys at home, listening on our website-based sermon. But if you were with me in the church sanctuary right now, you see, I'd be laying out 10 cupcakes on the top of my pulpit. And then I explain to everyone that, you know, God's blessings to us, it's like this. He just blesses us from heaven above. This also can represent our weekly income, if you will. It all belongs to God, but he's given it to us. And then he says to us, you keep 9 of those cupcakes. You keep 90% of what I've given you. And then I'd start throwing these 9 cupcakes out into to the congregation. That's for us to keep. But the last one there, actually the first one we save and we give it to the Lord. We give it back to the Lord. Now it's true, most Christians don't tithe. I guess studies have shown that most give around 2% instead of 10%. That would mean this one cupcake that would be 10%, most folks then cut that one cupcake into 5 pieces and give one of those pieces, which is 2% of the total of all 10, they give that back to the Lord. But I would encourage you, look at how much you're giving to the Lord and try to move closer and closer to a tithe each year. God says to test him, to trust him in this. Malachi 3:10, we read, "Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room for it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your field will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty." Now, friends, this isn't prosperity gospel. That's a false teaching, and you find it in a number of TV preachers today. God isn't saying to us, give money to this preacher or to that church and you'll get rich in silver and gold. No. But I do hear him saying, when we give to him, he may make our paycheck stretch a bit longer. He might keep our cars from wearing out and breaking down as fast as they would otherwise. He'll bless us in other ways. He'll see that all our needs are met. And friends, you can't outgive God. My wife and I, we have tithed since we were in our early 20s. And that's a long time ago. And let me tell you something. God has never has he ever let us down. Through Malachi, God calls us in obedience and with faith to give proportionally to how he has blessed us. But friends, that's just half the story. That's the letter of the law. But what about the spirit of the law? Well, turn with me now to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. We'll start at verse 6. 2 Corinthians is in the New Testament. It's 95%, almost exactly, 95% of the way through your Bible, not counting your maps and helps and concordance and other things that might be in the back after the book of Revelation. 2 Corinthians is a letter, that is an epistle, written by the Apostle Paul to the believers in Jesus in the church in the city of Corinth. Yeah, Paul wrote this many years ago. I'd say I can't say exactly when, but I would guess in the 50s, maybe earlier 50s AD. But although it was written by Paul to a specific group of believers, it's the word of God. God moved him to write as he wrote, so it is for you and I today. So read with me now, or listen as I read, from 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning at verse 6. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Okay, when you come right down to it, it's all about the heart. God doesn't want us to give out of duty or obligation. He wants us to give out of a grace-filled and cheerful heart. A heart that has been warmed and transformed by the touch of Jesus. A heart that wants to give. Out of love and gratitude, he wants us to give for what he has done in our lives. And so that others might be saved and helped and blessed by the Lord. By he who has so tremendously saved and helped and blessed us. Now, maybe it would help a bit more if we could see where our tithes, our gifts, and our offerings go. Now, yes, your gifts go to pay for the building upkeep and our property, a whole lot of plowing in the winter, especially this winter, for all our bills, which are many, also for pastor and custodian salaries. But our gifts also, they spread the good news, the hope, the joy, and the life that is found only in Jesus Christ. That takes place in our building every Sunday morning, both in our sanctuary as we worship and pray together, but also in our fellowship hall where our children are gathered for children's church. Our offerings help make our summer VBS, our summer vacation Bible school possible, where last summer, almost every child who took part in our summer VBS, they invited Jesus into their hearts as their Savior and Lord. Our tithes and offerings also support our Erie County Fair Evangelism Tent Ministry. During the week at the fair, we reach hundreds of people with the good news of Jesus Christ. We give out a whole lot of free Bibles to those who don't have them. Oh, the children, hundreds and hundreds of Jesus Loves You balloons, and all kinds of other things that we give out. And at the fair, we also speak with and encourage and pray with many hurting souls for all kinds of reasons. And last summer at the fair, 15 souls prayed with us at the tent to place their faith in, to believe in and give their hearts to Jesus and to receive him into their hearts as their Savior and Lord. Through your giving, we also had that miracle offering that we saved up for and which has supported many of our sister churches in the African nation of Kenya. We've also provided support of those within and outside of our nation in times of natural disaster. Your giving has also helped the hurting and the hungry in our own community. When I'm all done here, and we're going to wrap up shortly, after this audio recording comes to an end, I've inserted on our church website worship posting also a video called The Offering Plate. It's an awesome video, only 4 minutes long. I encourage you to watch it. It really brings home what our giving can do and the hearts that it touches for the Lord Jesus Christ. So be sure to listen to that before you go on to the final video, which is our last worship song together. Okay, but let's bring this message to a close. God calls us to give back to him out of the blessings he's given to us. He calls us to do so in proportion to the blessings we received with faith, obedience, generosity, gratitude, and a cheerful heart. Now, I understand not everyone is able to tithe, that is, give a full 10%, because for some, 10% of nothing is still nothing. But for those who can, God calls us in proportion to the blessings we receive to give back to him. And when we do, his blessings will abound in our lives. Not becoming millionaires, not becoming rich like folks on TV will tell you. But he will bless us. He will meet our needs. And he'll also bless the lives of others. Amen, church. Amen. Father God, thank you for all the blessings you so richly have poured down upon us from heaven above. Help us to see that our giving to you is a spiritual act of worship, And may we give back to you out of the abundance of blessing that you have given to us. May we give with grateful and cheerful hearts. And Lord, we ask, multiply those blessings to touch the hearts of others all around this world and in our own backyards. Oh, we love you, Lord, and we give you the glory. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. And now I encourage you, folks, when this video or this audio player ends, go to the next video and watch the video on the offering plate. It will bless your heart, believe me. And after that, go to our last song, and then we'll see you next week. God bless.